hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It's the Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl as the Kansas City Chiefs have just beaten the Buffalo Bills 32-29. CBS's Jim Nantz calling the final play on CBS.
In the home store.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
It's not about one guy. It's not about a couple guys. It's about the whole entire team. And when we needed the defense to get stops, they got stops. Offense, we made plays. That's why we're so special, because it's a team effort and it's a team football game.
The Philadelphia Eagles earlier beat the Washington Commanders 55-23.
We're going to take an Uber tonight. We'll be there in the morning and we're going to hold it down. New Orleans, we're coming, baby. We're coming, baby.
The Super Bowl is 2 weeks from tonight in New Orleans. CBS's Nicole Skanga tells us efforts to deport undocumented immigrants are now underway in a number of areas, including Chicago.
The Trump administration launched a wave of immigration enforcement operations in Chicago Sunday, convening a series of federal law enforcement agencies to carry out at least dozens of arrests.
With Colombia saying no to two U.S. military flights planning to land there with deportees from the U.S. on board, President Trump is issuing a 25% tariff on their goods, going up to 50% in 1 week, he says. A defiant Colombian President Gustavo Petro raised a 25% tariff on U.S. imports. CBS's Camilo Montoyo Galvez.
This decision really underscores how the administration is really aggressively and quickly moving to accomplish this goal of not only overseeing the largest deportation operation in American history, but overseeing a sweeping crackdown on immigration. And now we know that they are willing to take unprecedented steps to accomplish it.
The fragile ceasefire between Hamas and Israel is holding, and Hamas will send six more hostages home to Israel this week. Former U.S. negotiator Aaron David Miller on Israel's part.
The Israelis apparently have agreed tomorrow to permit large numbers of Palestinians to move from the south into northern Gaza to return to what's left of their homes.
Also this weekend, Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend their ceasefire until February 18. Republican Senator of South Carolina Lindsey Graham told CNN State of the Union he doesn't like some of the January 6 pardons issued by President Trump.
I don't like this. I don't like it on either side, and I think the public doesn't like it either. So if this continues, if this is the norm, there may be an effort to rein in the pardon power of the president as an institution.
President Trump will address a joint session of Congress March 4th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
It was a quiet weekend at the nation's movie theaters, as CBS's Matt Piper tells us.
Despite bad reviews, Mel Gibson's Flight Risk, starring Mark Wahlberg, managed to fly to number one at the box office with $12 million.
Deputy Harris?
Daryl Booth.
Mufasa the Lion King in second with 8.7 million and One of Them Days in third with 8 million. Going into the weekend, Hollywood's attention was more focused on the Sundance Film Festival and on Thursday's Oscar nominations, which were twice postponed by the wildfires in the L.A. area. Matt Piper, CBS News.
At that Sundance Film Festival in Utah over the weekend, easily the hottest ticket in town was a psychological thriller with Rose Byrne and Conan O'Brien pairing up for a must-see. It's called If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, and it premiered Friday to raves. Byrne plays a mother in the midst of a breakdown in what's called an experiential story, and Conan O'Brien stars as a therapist. It's going to be released sometime later this year. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Continued breezy tonight, a low around 20 degrees under clear skies. A few sprinkles possible Monday, quite windy. Winds gusting 25 to 35 and maybe even 45 miles per hour at times. High temperature, 45 degrees. A few sprinkles or flurries Monday night. Right now, it's 22.
Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be. Let it be.
Let it be.
Yeah, there will be an answer. Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be. Let it be.
Let it be.
Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh,
Hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
I've got all I can.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear
all this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I used to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
Shy, and I can tell I'm her kind of guy.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pretty Polynesian baby over the
the night. When we walk in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm Matt Piper. The Super Bowl is now set after a nail-biter between the Chiefs and the Bills.
You can call it a whatever you want. Three Chief, a Chief Pete, whatever it is. They're about to head to New Orleans to explore the opportunity to reach a level that's never been seen before, Tony, in the history of the NFL. Chance at three consecutive Super Bowl titles.
Jim Nance on CBS. A field goal put Kansas City over the top to beat Buffalo 32-29. Eagles fans are also celebrating their team's 55-23 win over the Commanders.
It was great. You know, it was, we scored 55 points in an NFC Championship game, one of the most ever. We locked it down on defense. They only scored 23. It was a great all-around game from the Eagles there.
The Super Bowl is in 2 weeks. Just in, the White House